podcast.
This year's been a difficult one for many, but probably one of the most affected have been our young people who've not been able to be in school and learning and socialising with their friends and peers. So today I wanted to talk to Rosalind Redpath, our principal educational psychologist, who works with her team to support children and young people across Argyll and Bute. So welcome, Rosalind. Maybe first off, get you to tell people just what the educational psychologists do and what the work is, because it's probably an area that a lot of people aren't really familiar with.
Thank you, Pippa. I'm just delighted to have the opportunity to talk today, and particularly to talk about educational psychology, which understandably is a real passion of mine. Educational psychologists have a fantastic job, and one of the real great things about it is that we're able to work across a whole range of levels. So we're not targeting just at one area, we're able to work with a whole range of people, but ultimately our aim is always to improve outcomes for children and young people, and that's why we're in place. So the main things that we do is that we're very involved in looking at strategy. So how can we do things that will support all children and young people? How do we build an education service? How are we working as an education service with the Health and Social Care Partnership in a way that will make a real difference for children and young people? And that can cover their mental health and well-being, but it also relates to their learning and development and making sure that they are reaching their potential. And some of that, as I say, is about being part of strategic groups with other professionals. So that could be about the very serious and important aspect of suicide prevention. It could be about looking at our broad literacy developments. We know that the heart of what makes a difference to success for children and young people as they grow into adults is being able to achieve, being able to communicate effectively, and being able to understand that written world that they're part of, as well as a whole range of other things that hopefully I'll have the opportunity to talk a little bit about this afternoon. We also have the opportunity to work with schools to support others through training and professional learning. So schools and other professionals will come to us and say, we need to understand more about autism, or we need to understand more about how parents interact with their children to help develop their language or other skills. Or we need to really understand how we can build a nurturing environment for our children. And through training, we can provide that at a broad level, or we can tailor things to the needs of particular schools or particular groups. A lot of that is based on us considering and contributing to research in key areas, so that what we're providing is evidence-informed and it's high-quality information that will make a difference to children and young people and their families. The other great thing that we have about our job is that it's not just at that level. We also get to work with families and directly with children and young people. And that in itself is hugely important to us. And it helps us to understand the strategy and what's needed when we're planning services, because we're working directly and hearing directly from children, young people, seeing them in context, hearing their views, and working and talking with families. So there's a really broad range of things that we have the opportunity to do. And I have to say, having been in the profession now for over 30 years as an educational psychologist, I know that colleagues of mine have had to be dragged into retirement while still maintaining that endless enthusiasm for working with others to find solutions and making a real difference to children and young people, to their families, and to professionals. So it's a really fantastic job, and we have a really talented